You're listening to 91.3 WISO at wiso.org and NPR One. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in West Dayton in the spring of 2014. Today we hear Myra Sierra interview Anthony Whitmore. He's the president of MLK Dayton, a local social justice organization.
Tell me about your childhood growing up here in Dayton, Ohio.
I grew up less than 10 minutes away from here. Growing up in the center of the ghetto of that time, and not having a lot of things, but not really knowing that we were missing anything, because everyone in the community were poor. And we had something, though, that I thought that was very important. We had what people speak of today as a community. And many of those ladies and men, with that small amount of education and that little small part of the going into the university, were able to educate other colored people of their time. Daddy had a fourth grade education. Mother had an eighth grade education. They shared some very horrific stories of what happens when you cross the color line in the South. But they always wanted us to learn. In the process of that, she felt one way to get beyond racism and discrimination was to become educated. It was a tool. I was very fortunate from attending private white schools. It was interesting because I would have even professors, they would say that I was bright, and I was bright because my parents were well-educated and doctors. Well, you know that my parents have a fourth-grade education and an eighth grade. They couldn't fathom the thought that a black kid could come out of the urban core and be as bright as other children there in their schools whose parents were not academic. But that said, that allowed me to go on, and I taught school for a while in a white suburbanite district here. I then was asked to apply for a position that came available in Lesotho, South Africa. I had an aunt. She taught at the university, and she would always speak of Africa, and I just wanted to be connected to that. And I knew someday that I would go. And there was that opportunity. At that time, this was doing apartheid. I thought it was firecrackers going off. It wasn't firecrackers at all. Unfortunately, there, that was a very difficult time. I was thrown directly into seeing racism in its worst form. I'd be out and seeing people literally being stabbed to death or being shot. The sound of someone dying is something you never forget. Hopefully you don't become what the people did to you. You're greater than that.
And I guess with that, what are your hopes for Dayton in the future?
When I was asked to take over the MLK here, I had said no. And then when these individuals came to me again, most of them pastors, I said no again. Then something came to me. Here's an opportunity to bring people together again. And so I shared with them that I would take on this responsibility if I could make it diverse and make it look like the world. And so we now have about, I'd say, 35-plus different organizations and groups. We continue to look at it's not just civil rights, but human rights. And maybe, Myra, in your generation, if we can get the human rights right, just maybe we won't have to worry about those civil rights.
That was Anthony Whitmore, president of MLK Dayton, being interviewed by Myra Sierra. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at our website, wiso.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Tom Amrine.